Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners of radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. We're going to kick things off the way we like to, talking a little Mother Nature with our friend Brittany. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing over there?
Great. I can't believe it's 50 degrees right now.
Already? I know. It is crazy. I've enjoyed the blue skies. I saw an eagle flying by this morning. I haven't seen one in a little while. And he was flying by, and he's looking for shorts. He's looking for shorts, looking for something comfortable. And I didn't know what to tell him. I was like, I don't know. I'm going to talk to Brittany later. We'll figure it out.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, my gosh. Yes. You could probably wear the shorts today. I know it's still going to be breezy, unfortunately. And it was windy yesterday, too. That's going to be the case now. Gusts up to 20 to 30 miles an hour. So with the warmth, with the sun, with the wind, of course, high fire danger still in place. So be careful burning, careful with your cigarette butts. Mm-hmm. But let's break records again. We shattered them yesterday. We hit 66 degrees. The record to beat today is 68, and I think we're going to hit 71.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It is incredible.
Wait a minute. I don't want to skate past that. 71.
71. That's on March 12th, yeah.
I don't know why that's the line in the sand for me. Like, these 60s and everything, I'm not even blinking. But all of a sudden,
70.
Wait, what's going on?
I agree. These are like summer temperatures, like a nice summer day you hope for. Oh, my goodness. This is fantastic. But abnormally warm. Right now, we're warmer than our average high. Right now at 8 o'clock in the morning. So.
Wow, that's just craziness.
It really is crazy. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Yes, have a good one.
You too. Take care. She's the best. Yep. She is the best. We appreciate you, Britt. It is weird weather, man. There's just no getting around.
It's very strange. You know, I just realized that I can't remember the last time I was in on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been on the air on Tuesday in, like, months. It's very weird.
It's been a while.
Very strange, yeah.
Probably the last time Melissa was on vacation, maybe. This is kind of her day.
Tuesday's kind of her day. Yeah.
Well, looking forward to hanging out with you today and the audience. We're going to have some fun. We've got a jam-packed couple of hours for you. Mm. Real quick, do want to let you know, we've got a couple of great guests joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Really looking forward to hanging out with. In part one, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking the Sugar Bush event with Larry Knutson. We'll talk a little Historic Point Boss.
Nice.
Love talking about that place. Any chance we get to talk about over there. Larry will join us for a good 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And a little bit later, Kate Medina, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board, is going to join us.
Nice.
That'll be about 9:50 today. We will wrap up our show talking with her as we continue our series, our candidate series, if you will, having in our guests. We appreciate everybody being able to make the time to join us over this week and next week. Mm-hmm. We are going to be getting you as informed as possible your candidate's going to be on that ballot.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to that. We're also going to get into the end of an era. Is chewing gum going away? No.
What?
No.
No.
New car might be telling your insurance company something. March Madness conversation we have to have.
Of course we do.
We'll get into that a little bit later. After we're done talking with Larry about the Sugar Bush and the Historic Point Boss, I do want to get into a little bit of entertainment news with you, Seth.
Okay.
Because they have begun filming a sequel that we're all excited about.
Ooh.
I want to touch on that. All these things coming up for you and plenty more. It's live radio. You put Seth and I in a room together, who knows what's going to happen. We got to talk Easter and cologne or perfume. Wait, what? They don't go hand in hand? They don't know.
Okay.
Easter is still over 2 weeks out, but you don't have to wait that long to smell like Easter. Peeps body spray is now a thing.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we've done it, everybody. We've hit the ball. We've hit the wall. We've run out of ideas. Everything has been done.
There's nothing new under the sun. So let's spray people with Peeps.
Yeah. On one side, congratulations, humanity. Like, we've done it. We've come up with every idea we can. And I feel like we've been pretty good. We've come up with some pretty good stuff over the years. Velcro's awesome.
Velcro is awesome, you know?
I think what we've done with some of our style is great. Mm-hmm. There's some shoes out there I really enjoy.
Yeah, right, right. Chewing gum, as a matter of fact. That's pretty impressive,
nice,
you know?
Very nicely done, yes. I believe we've gone to the moon a bunch of times.
Pretty impressive, you know?
You know, traveled the depths of the ocean. And now we've officially done it. We have run out of ideas. Peeps, bodies,
brain. Oh, goodness.
Bottles of it have been spotted on shelves at the discount chain Five Below for $5 a piece, and that's a little high.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's still too high.
That's still way too high, man.
People are already reselling them for more than that on like eBay and Poshmark. I don't know. I don't know about that. I really don't feel good about that when people resell stuff like that. No. I mean, it's not like they're forcing anybody to buy these things, but I do feel like it's such a cheap way to make a buck.
You know, and I wonder if that's part of the plan with some of these, you know, like limited edition. You know,
oh,
we're
going to
do this crazy flavor combination, limited edition, eBay people. You know, it's like they're telegraphing, you know, sell it online and get our name out there, you know.
They've got it in two different colors, pink and yellow. The yellow is marshmallow scented, and the pink is strawberry cream.
I don't know. Which none of their products taste like. So no. What the what? I mean,
it might be meant for kids, but don't let that stop you. There's a video of a Peeps scented body wash, so if you really want to drown yourself in Peeps, you can.
Oh, God.
In related news, the National Confectioners Association says our obsession with candy is at an all-time high. The annual, quote, state of treating report just landed yesterday, and we found that we spent $48 billion on candy last year.
That's a lot of candy.
And that was just in October. Some of that has to do with inflation, but it's the most ever. And inflation is not even a huge part of
that.
Well,
it's relative anyway. Yeah, I mean, some things were more expensive. Yeah, so, yeah.
But that's a lot of candy.
That's a lot of candy.
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, you go to any convenience store, look at how long the candy has its own aisle, man.
Yeah.
At a convenience, they don't have a lot of space, but there's all that candy. So, yeah.
It's funny to me how every consumer product has turned into the candy world. Where when we were kids, like, we've been pretty spoiled. Like, since the late 70s, early 80s, you go to, like you said, at a gas station or anything like that, and you got options.
Lots.
Like, the most dungy, out-of-the-way gas station you've ever been to has got, like, 15,000 types of gum.
Right. They've got, like, 48 types of Reese's alone, right?
There's a billion options. Right. Gas station to go into. Now everything's about options. Now they got a billion types of. It's not enough to have the yellow and pink Peeps. They've got to have chocolate Peeps.
Chocolate, and coffee, and it's got to be in the shapes
lemon lime and all this and everything.
And they're in shapes of bunnies and not just like little chicks anymore. They've got like elves and Santa Claus and.
I don't I don't mind the options. I think it they're just speaking to consumers, and that's what consumers are asking for. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it'd behove some of these companies to maybe focus on the products you have and make them a little bit better.
Make them better?
Before you're coming out with new styles and new flavors.
Maybe they just said, we can't make it any better.
Yeah.
We're done. These Peeps are perfect.
I don't believe a strawberry kiwi Peep is needed. I think you'd maybe just work on the Peeps you got. Maybe. We will take a time out. Get to our El Cafe birthday.
I need to brush my teeth now.
I need a whole like ice. I need like one of those ice baths, but then you follow it with a really hot shower. Like I just clean off, just wipe this off.
Towel it off a little better.
We'll come back and doing some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
All right.
We wanted you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now. Go visit them. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They've got a lunch special right on their Facebook page if you want to check it out. All their specials for the week for breakfast and lunch. Looking at today, got seasoned pork rib skillet for breakfast.
Ooh.
How about that for lunch? A barbecue pork rib sandwich. That sounds really good.
That's good, too, yeah.
That sounds really, really good, actually. Head on over to El Cafe. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. A big thank you to them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. You can go ahead and send it to james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to reach out to any of our staff that way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, call up and join the conversation, everybody. 424-2600, 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you.
Feel yes, free indeed.
To call up and join us. For now, got three possible qualifiers. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
I did 3. Let's do 2 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And we can wish happy birthday first up to Jessica Lang Giles.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Jessica is the wife of one of my oldest and best friends, Vince. Wonderful, wonderful human being. Mm-hmm. Jessica's awesome. Great mom, great wife, all of that. And a fantastic actress. Really
cool.
Good actress.
Cool.
Enjoy your day, Jess.
Yeah.
We wish happy birthday to Misty Zempel.
Happy birthday, Misty.
I think some of the audience might remember Misty. She is the wife of Casey, who Casey was at WGLX for a very long time.
Oh,
I believe
okay.
They're in Florida now, last time I talked to him. Casey was great. And the only thing better than Casey was his wife, Misty. Misty's awesome. She's awesome. She's awesome. And Casey knows it. He'll be the first to admit it.
Oh, yes.
He'll be the first to admit it.
Well, he's smart. He knows who he married,
yeah.
Right?
They're both great. Wishing Misty a happy birthday here. And our qualifier, we wish a very happy birthday to Ann Culbert.
Ann, happy birthday. Congratulations.
I am a sucker for the name Ann.
Yes.
Just am. You know, I am. Both my grandmothers were named Ann.
That's, I think you mentioned
Did
that.
Did I mention
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I thought that was like the one thing
no,
I
they had met. No, no, there's
got,
nothing, man.
I've got
there's
a
nothing
list
left.
Of things I've mentioned at least 13 times. So when I get to 14, I got to stop. So I got to check
this checklist
that.
Right there, yeah.
That's a great name, and we wish you a great day, Ann. Enjoy your mm-hmm. day. Let's take a look at our celebrity list real quick. Let's see. Aaron Eckhart is 56. Harvey Dent in the Dark Knight series. Mm-hmm. Good actor. Good character actor.
Very
too.
Good actor, yes.
Daryl Strawberry is 62. Whew.
The straw.
The straw.
Man.
Could you... I don't blame Mets fans for feeling like the world, you know, like the sky is always falling and some of those things. Imagine if you were a kid in the 80s growing up being a Mets fan and you had Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden, like...
Two of the best players of the decade
yeah.
on your team, yeah.
And the future looks so bright
it
with
did.
Those stars and
mm-hmm.
everything. It's unfortunate because I do remember a brief bit of Daryl Strawberry, and I remember mm-hmm. him just... being somebody that was like must-watch TV mm-hmm. pretty much.
Yes.
It's a shame what addiction, what off-the-field mm-hmm. issues can do yeah. to an athlete. I do admire anybody who faces those things.
Yep.
Not only can beat a phobia or an addiction, but also can own that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems Daryl Strawberry has done
He
that.
Has. He really has. And he's talked about it in recent years. He's really opened up about his issues and everything. And I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, did he have a quick bat.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
he had a quick bat. Oh, what a great swing.
You gotta, if you don't know what we're talking about and you're a baseball fan, go just look at any at-bat Daryl Strawberry
yep.
ever had, pretty much. And it's just, it's quick. It's
mm-hmm.
just so quick.
Lightning fast.
I want to say Gary Sheffield was a little closer to, after Strawberry, I can't remember many batters like that
mm-mm.
that had such a quick swing.
Yep.
So many guys pay so much attention to their stance and all
yep.
this stuff. It always looked like to me Strawberry was just going up there and it didn't matter how he was standing.
Yep.
He's going to hit that dang thing.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney B. Vance is 64. Johnny Cochran and the People vs. O.J. Simpson. Angela Bassett's husband. He's graduated from Harvard and Yale. Yeah.
Very good actor, by the way. Good character actor. He's
great
been in lots
actor.
Of stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah.
He's very good.
It's just not fair.
Like, Harvard and Yale?
Courtney B. Vance, incredibly handsome man.
Yep.
Married to Angela Bassett. One of the greatest, top 20 actors of all time, I would say.
Right.
Especially of her generation.
Mm-hmm.
At least of her generation. And Harvard and Yale.
I mean, come on. And he's super smart, too.
Yeah, that's just not fair. He is a great character actor. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon Jackson is 67 from the Jackson 5. Let's see here.
One of the Jackson 5.
Yeah. And we are celebrating him last week. James Taylor is 76.
Mm.
Genius singer-songwriter. Fire and Rain, You've Got a Friend, How Sweet It Is.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of great stuff with Carole King over the years.
Yep.
And just had a tour with her that was really
That's
successful
so cool.
and really well.
I see they're still hanging out together. That's kind of cool.
And I heard nothing but good things about Steve Leslie and the James Taylor experience.
Yeah. Last week, yeah.
That just a really, really fun experience for the audience, for our community.
Mm-hmm.
A big thank you to Mr. Leslie for coming to town again. Mitt Romney is 77 today.
Wow.
Republican senator from Utah, worth over $300 million.
Oh, jeez.
When you're worth that much, you can go by the name Mitt.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that anyway? I don't know.
What's it short for?
Well, exactly. They didn't just name him Mitt.
Mittens. It's short for mittens. They really wanted to toughen him up.
Or they wanted to be a baseball player.
Boy, like, you know, that, yes.
Come on, Mitt. All get right, your
we're,
Mitt.
We're going to name our son Mittens, and we're either going to get a baseball player or a really tough kid, because this kid's going to get in some fights growing up. One of the greatest entertainers I've ever seen in my life. Liza Minnelli is 78 today.
Oh, she's great.
Lucille, too, in Arrested Development, which I have to mention, because it's Liza Minnelli. You don't need me to say Liza Minnelli.
No.
There's nothing I need to touch on her career. You just say her name, and everybody has either thoughts or images in their head of her, a chorus line, Arthur. There is so many different
examples.
All
the shows she did on Broadway. I mean, she was mainly a theater actor, so yeah.
She's one of the most talented human beings we've ever seen, period. Like, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle as these actors get older, and especially for actresses in her generation, where there are no roles for you after 30. So we don't see her as much in everything. But her talent never went away.
Nope.
And while they weren't casting her, she was still just
as
amazing.
She was still doing her thing, yep.
And, you know, like you said, doing a lot of it on Broadway.
That's right.
Incredible. Also, really, really giving. Like, there's been a lot of stories over the decades of a young actor or young singer, and they're just in an interview talking, and, yeah, Liza Minnelli reached out, or I talked to Liza Minnelli backstage or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, think about this. You are the daughter of two Hollywood icons. Of course, Judy Garland and Vincent Minnelli, who was one of the great directors of all time.
Yeah.
And growing up with, you know, the issues, you know, her mom had and all that stuff. Yeah. And then in the spotlight as a child. And then, wow. I mean, the fact that she turned out like she did, it's really remarkable. Yeah.
She's kind of one of the examples that we're seeing more of nowadays of a child star or a child of fame being okay.
Yep, exactly.
you know, which is so sad.
Blazing her own trail, you know?
Oh, yes.
You don't say Liza Minnelli, you know, the daughter of Judy Garland. It may come up, but that's not the first thing you think of. You think of great singer, great actor.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Cabaret.
I got
to mention Cabaret, too. I almost went without mentioning Cabaret. And people no longer with us, like Billy Buckwheat Thomas from Little Rascals Legend. That Little Rascals, man. That show.
I'm telling you.
So many people.
That was a stalwart. Those shorts, you know, as people may or may not know, back in the day when you went to the movies, they had shorts before the films, right? And the Little Rascals were probably one of the most popular. They did that for like a decade, and I don't know. They had to change actors because, you know, they were little kids.
Yeah.
Somehow they got these really good performers. I don't know how they did it. I really don't know.
I would love to have been a part of, like, the casting sessions of those. Because it seems like they had their pick of the litter of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just had so many good kid actors, not just with that, but back then.
Yes.
I don't know what it was different now, because you don't see that as much. Mm-hmm. You see plenty of young actors that are good, but not like Little Rascals, Shirley Temple age, necessarily.
Right.
That's really incredible.
When you see that. Absolutely.
I talked to one of my teachers once about this, about why children make such good actors.
Mm.
And kids, like, this is kind of weird, but we actually use our imaginations more the older we get. As kids, you think so literal. You think so
concrete.
Literal.
Yep.
Concrete. The sky is falling. Oh God, no! The sky is actually no. It's just a saying.
It's a metaphor. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, try explaining a metaphor to a child.
Exactly.
That's my whole life when I'm talking to children. It's not easy. It's not.
Right,
easy.
No.
And it's also not easy being raised by me. It's not. All metaphors and all that. Because they think that way, when they're taking direction, they're doing exactly what's asked of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you know what, I need you actually to cry a little bit more in that scene or something. They're gonna cry a little bit more. They're going to be able to do that. It's kind of interesting to think of, you know, because we think of little kids as just imaginations and all of that, but they tend to be really good performers, and something to keep in mind with Hopo Productions and some of the other things coming up this spring and summer at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Lots of good stuff happening, man.
I was talking about this with girl. Today is National Girl Scouts Day.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And it's also Women in the Workforce Day, Women in Work. And both things, I think, are equally important and tied together in some ways. When When you think of what Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts do, especially Girl Scouts with the door-to-door selling of cookies, that's certainly learning, you know, entrepreneurism and business and that, and those things are important. But I think you can make the argument, one of the most important aspects of that is just conversating and talking to people and the repetition of you know, speaking out loud and talking to others. So many of my students over the years are former Girl Scouts, and it's not surprising that so many of them don't. They have confidence on stage. They have confidence in life. There's virtually nothing you do in life that public speaking is not going to apply. There's almost no job you do. So when you're signing your kids up for Girl Scouts and these things, and they're going door to door and they're doing that, or they're standing outside of Walmart or whatever selling cookies and learning the stranger that's walking by that doesn't want to make eye contact with them, and they're trying to just catch their attention or something, these are reps. These are reps that they're building with working with people. And that stuff, like, it's going to apply to their lives wherever they go, whatever they do. It's a pretty cool thing to be able to see. Let's go ahead and wish one more time a happy birthday, Jessica Lang Giles.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Happy birthday, Misty Zempel.
Happy birthday, Misty.
And a very happy birthday to our friend Ann Colbert. Ann, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
You're our qualifier, Ann. Yeah. You're our qualifier. Congratulations to you. I called Ann our friend. I don't know who Ann is. I apologize. I don't
she's
know
our
why
friend
I said
now.
That. She's
our friend now. Because she's qualified, so I bet you she's happy.
Y'all
so.
Are our friends. Everyone of you. If you tuned into us, you're our friend.
That's right.
That's just how that works. That means that you also can get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, yeah. And as your friend, you could lose a little weight. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You're looking good.
Looking good.
I don't know if I'd have worn that shirt. That was an interesting choice, but I'm the last person to say, hey,
yeah,
you know.
That haircut.
But hey, if you feel good, then you look good. That's all that matters. If you feel good, you look good. That's the way that works.
Oh, boy.
So I'm told.
I think we might have just gotten canceled. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure we did. We're pretty sure. Get us
don't have any friends anymore.
We didn't have many to begin with. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love to celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, while we're doing this segment, feel free to call up and join the conversation. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away, and we appreciate you downloading the app. Get it wherever you get your downloads, wherever you get your apps.
Yeah.
Get to our state and local news and some sports, and we'll come back and have some more fun. Seth and I are going to get into, when we come back, the end of an era, chewing gum. We're going to talk a little chewing
supposedly.
Gum. Supposedly. Yeah, we'll see.
Supposedly. We'll find out.
And, of course, we encourage you to visit our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Great bumpers by our head of production here. Nicely done, my man.
Some
nicely
new ones
done.
In there
yeah,
for
I
you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Nicely. I love the timeliness of it, too. I did notice you put the physical Olivia Newton-John in as Olivia
that's
when
right,
was
yeah.
in town and stuff.
Do a little more control now on that.
I like
yeah.
that. I like that. Do want to send a shout-out to Annie again. Annie, who did the Always Olivia concert. I heard such great things about that.
Yeah.
If you were lucky enough to catch that show, good on you. Because I heard great things about that concert.
Yep.
It's been 4 years since the pandemic first started, and while most things have reverted back, a few things have settled into a new normal, and this one may not expect it. Chewing gum sales are down by a lot still, to the point where we're wondering, do you know anyone who still chews gum? All of you do, because I do. I will never stop chewing gum. I love gum.
Right, right.
I alone will keep
the entire gum industry afloat. Wow.
Bubblicious and Joe Cool and all them in business, man. Gum purchases dropped by nearly a third in the U.S. in 2020, which makes sense. For one, we didn't need our breath to be as fresh since we were social distancing and wearing masks.
That was my first thought. It was like, oh, we don't need fresh breath anymore. So, yeah, well, I guess the sales go down.
The weird thing is gum never rebounded like so many other industries and businesses have. Last year, gum sales rose less than 1% to 1.2 billion units, which was still 32% fewer than 2018.
Wow.
And globally, sales are down 10% from 2018. Sales in dollars is back to pre-pandemic levels, but that's particularly due to inflation. The average pack of gum cost $2.71 last year compared to $1.70 in 2018.
Maybe they're charging too much in general.
That's probably a big
thing. And I can't blame that all on inflation. No, I don't think so. No,
this is the thing where, look, if you know you can get away with something, most of the time in society and life, you do get away. You try to get away with it or you get away with it. You go with it. Hey, everybody's talking inflation. Oh, inflation, inflation, inflation. I'm a business. I can raise my prices and they're just going to blame it on inflation.
Exactly.
And guess what? Guess who gets those wonderful businesses that did that to the American consumer out there? Every single damn one.
Yes.
Everybody did it. Go ahead and look up. This isn't stuff that I'm not teaching. Sharing any big corporate secrets here or anything. You read any business articles or anything about that in the last year, and it's telling you that.
Sales calls or like earnings calls for like big businesses. Their CEOs will break. They won't say it out, you know, like in like very clear language, but they're bragging about how they can raise prices because of the, hey, you know what's going on? We can do this.
There's been so many bits of leaked footage of CEOs talking to their
shareholders and
their
stuff,
shareholders and everything, saying exactly that.
Yep.
Saying, look at what we've been able to get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we can point the finger at one business. We don't have enough fingers. They're all doing it.
Yes, right.
It is important to note these things in an election year.
Yes.
It is not to sway you one way or the other. I vote where you vote. I don't care. Just don't vote. Just be smart about it. But just be informed and get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But at least be informed about this stuff.
Right.
And understand that they're taking advantage of us and they're taking advantage of an opportunity here with this. It's very similar to what we do. Speaking of the pandemic, what we dealt with during that, where there was a lot of people looking for their hustle with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to remember, too, that if a company gets big enough, they can do it if there's no competition, then they can just, you know, say, or like there's two big companies on whatever you want. They can like get together. Mm-hmm. If there's only two people like, hey, we're going to be raising our price. Okay, we'll do the same thing kind of thing. You know, you can do that, you know.
It's the story of American business. Yes. When you have two car dealerships in the world, you know, in America, and they both decide together, hey, this is what we're going to do.
This is how we're going to set our prices, yeah.
It hasn't changed since then.
Nope.
It still goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to note, just because you have power as a consumer not to purchase certain things, not to buy some stuff and everything, and know these things, and understanding that there's a difference of inflation which has been a part of since the dawn of society. Inflation has been around.
Right.
Inflation gets such a bad word. Inflation can be a positive for your society if things are going in the right direction and businesses are doing a moral, you know, handling business ethically.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, that latter part doesn't happen very often. So.
Well, and it's also the big difference between like big companies and local companies. Local companies have to be responsive to people.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, they're going to go out of business. They're right there on the street. Now, you know, a big company like Amazon or Walmart, they don't have to care.
Yeah.
Who cares, man? They don't care at all. So that's another thing we got to keep in mind, everybody.
Yeah. Unless you think that COVID was the cause, you know, another thing COVID took was gum habits. Here are four other contributing factors to the rise of prices of gum and the lack of people chewing gum. There's a trend of limited sugar and eating foods with better ingredients. Even sugar-free gum has artificial sweeteners.
Okay. Yes.
People may also be increasingly concerned about the litter from used gum, here's something that I thought was going to happen when we were talking about the pandemic.
Mm.
I chew my gum, I spit it out. Or I take it out of my mouth with my fingers and I put it in the garbage, all that.
Right.
That was just more germs, more contamination. I think a lot of people might have been away from that.
That's probably true.
Not to mention when you got a mask on, it's pretty hard to chew gum and take it out and spit it out and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
There could be changes in generational trends. Some experts believe chewing gum peaked with Generation X, those born from 65 to 80, so us.
Yes, yeah.
In this article, we're Generation X.
Right, yeah.
Millennials have generally shown less interest in gum and candy, while Gen Z seems more interested in novelty candies like sour gummies and things like that.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if there's like if mints are still doing, you know, big business, or I mean, I don't even know where that started at, but if like instead of gum to freshen your breath, you just get like mints or something like that, if it's just a change in the vehicle to make your breath smell better.
Also, the inflated prices may be cutting into sales. Maybe gum has just become expendable, at least at today's prices. Mm. Regardless of how we got here, some gum companies are changing their approach to marketing and now hyping gum as an instant stress reliever rather than an occasional breath freshener.
Oh, okay.
Which I, hey, yeah. That's marketing, and I don't blame them for that. That's smart. I don't know if that's the smart play there. I don't know if that's the angle to go, but at least to go a different angle, I don't blame them. I think that's a smart thing. But they're missing, dang it, man, they're missing the biggest point here. The biggest thing that bothers me about this, the thing that nobody seems to be talking about in these articles and everything, kids are losing out on the opportunity to blow bubbles.
Oh, man.
And we're going to have a generation of kids that don't know how to blow bubbles, man. Now, what is going on in society? We got kids that can blow bubbles.
Man, they used to have contests in the 70s.
Yeah.
Under the biggest bubble thing. I mean, yeah, they had contests.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. That's a tragedy, actually. We need more bubbles out there.
It started as a joke, but now that I'm saying it out loud, yeah. Like, actually, it does make me a little sad, the idea. Hey, kid, blow a bubble. I don't know how to do that. Oh, the horror.
The only reason my son learned how is because he saw me doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh, how did you do that? So, you know, then you teach him how to do it. If no one's chewing gum, you can't teach him how to blow bubbles.
Yet another example, you always have to watch how you carry yourself. You never know who's watching.
That's right.
Take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show. At WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. It wasn't an article, I can't remember, but I saw somebody talking about like the greatest full albums of the last 20, 30 years and stuff. And this album came up.
Right.
And I hadn't thought about it in a long time and everything. It is a flawless album. Like, it's, there's not a bad track.
It's fabulous.
On it.
And the title is way too long.
Yes. It's crazy to think of how that's just gone now. It's really not albums anymore. You drop a download. You drop a single, something like that. Maybe a couple songs here and there, but that's about it. You don't really see that.
Well, then later on, then you might release an album, you know, because, I mean, like, you know, the whole vinyl thing is still going strong these days. So, you know, it's come back a little bit, but I know what you mean. It's, yeah, you can just drop, you know, singles all the time if you wanted to these days, so...
One of the more successful artists of the late 90s, and does remind me to inform you that we have got a new show going on.
Mm.
We want you to be a part of, everybody. We want your interaction with Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. This is a show that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. Seth gave me the right kick to do it. And with the director's cut taking a bit of a hiatus, we're going to take a month or two off with that show and build some guests and get it really good for you and get it set and ready to go. So that will be back. In the meantime, we didn't want to give you nothing to do, so we're giving you a 90s show.
That's right.
We're having some fun with that one. I've already been bombarded by requests, and I could always use more, because let's be honest, you guys just make my job easier when you send
me
songs.
That's true. It's very true.
I don't have to pick songs. You guys pick them for me. It's fantastic. And I get to play what I want to do. I get to do your music.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, you brought this up the other day, actually at the play when I was there talking with you, about how there isn't really a show like this, and we're very excited to bring it to you. Really appreciate the feedback from all of you out there.
Yeah.
And big, big thank you to Civic Media.
Yeah.
We have a company that embraces creativity, that embraces individuality, that embraces so many things. We are a democracy station. We are a station that fights believes in and works towards democracy when it comes to politics. We've become a very political and talk radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't changed the fact, though, of what we do as creatives, what our team does, not just us here at WFHR and WIRI, but you go up and down the Civic Media gamut.
Yep.
What they're doing in Walk, what they're doing in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
They've got really creative shows, really fun, interesting shows focused on music, focused on the arts.
Yep.
We're having a really fun time working with this team.
It's been great.
I talked to Jorge yesterday. Jorge, you've heard us mention a couple of times. Does a lot of our social media.
Yep.
And is so...
Marketing guru.
Yeah, he's so good at that stuff. He wanted to reach out and talk to me. I didn't get a chance to share this part with him. I just expected something negative, even though Jorge isn't, I don't think
he's like the most positive people I've ever met, right?
Yeah. But I'm so used to corporate coming down like that. He's like, hey, man, we got to build the logo for your new show. Like, that's it. That's all it was. So we spent like 20 minutes talking about the old cassette tapes. Man, you remember when this, that? The best thing about cassette tapes when they came out, do you remember when they finally had 120-minute cassette
tapes? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, that was a great day.
That was a great day. Man, you were limited so much by time back then. It's crazy.
It's awesome to think of the whole reason we have that, too. It's all because of Beethoven.
Yeah.
It's all because of Beethoven. They wanted to be able to fit a full CD on a tape.
Exactly, yep.
Is your car got a CD player or a tape player in it? if you do, then right, more power to you, man.
Okay. I still have a CD player in my car.
I got one too. Is your car new enough to have a touchscreen or any of those features either? Smart features. If so, it might be spying on you right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The New York Times just did a big story on how car companies have started sharing our driving data with insurers.
Mm-hmm.
They pay for the data and they don't like how you're driving. They'll up your rates or even double them. The article mainly talks about GM, but most of the major car companies are doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
They basically trick you into using free apps and the fine print, when no one reads, says that they can share the data to third parties.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
In fact, every app nowadays, when you download it, has to ask you, hey,
terms and conditions. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't care if it was an app my dad created. I'm not okay with that. I'm not saying okay.
No.
So one app called OnStar Smart Driver is pushed as something to help you become a better driver. GM confirmed they use it to, quote, share select insights and hard braking and hard accelerating at any time you drive over 80. If you enable it, you can enroll at any time, but you might not even know you signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Car dealers get bonuses now if they sign you up. You wouldn't know unless you looked at the fine print really carefully.
Man.
Folks in D.C. are aware of it. Just last month, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markley said it could be illegal under the Federal Trade Commission Act as a deceptive business practice.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, nothing's been done. I wonder why. I wonder if any politician has a car company in their pocket.
Anything, you think? Maybe?
Industry experts say if car companies want to do this, they at least need to be upfront about it and give us a warning we'll actually see.
Exactly.
It's not a rare thing, by the way. They're tracking millions of drivers, so your insurance rate went up recently. That might be why.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to consider, something to remember, and something to think about going forward.
Oh, 100%, man.
I think there's a distinction here to make too. If you are a business, if everything's on the up and up, there's no issue with this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Data is important. Driving is. How many people do we lose a year to the bad drivers?
Right.
You can make the argument, especially in some rural areas, you've got more bad drivers than good drivers.
Oh yes.
And I want them off the road. I don't. Driving is not a birthright.
Mm-mm.
All right. It's a privilege. If you can't drive right, if you can't get behind the wheel and be, you know, sober or any of these things. Mm-hmm. Done. I don't believe that you should be getting these 3-4 chances or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I believe everybody makes a mistake and you should get an opportunity to fix that and everything. But miss me at the idea of getting 3-4-5 OWIs, DWIs,
all of
this. You're
putting other people at danger, at risk. That's the problem.
I'll say this. If you want to do that and it's just you on the, if you can guarantee me that nobody else will be on that road the whole time you're out there or anything like that, even then I'm not okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not kosher. I don't mind car companies doing these things to try to make the roads a little bit safer or anything like that. Insurance companies trying to gouge you, nobody's a fan of that, and it doesn't make sense. Because nobody's going to want to work with companies like that.
No.
Like, this stuff is all going to come out. There's nothing you can hide anymore.
No, it's going to come out.
So why not at least own it, be honest about it, and see how far that would take you with consumers.
Right.
Being upfront about these things. Consumers are grown human beings. I think that they can handle, hey, we want to use your information for this.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you're going to get a ton of pushback on it.
Right.
Yes, you're going to get a lot of people that aren't going to do it. You already are. It's better than this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes. Well, and think, you know, there's a lot of insurance companies that offer, you know, the little camera thing. You know, yeah. They'd say, if you take this camera and you show you're a good driver, we'll give you a discount. Okay? That's cool because you're choosing to do it. This is, you're not. They yeah. put it, if they're not upfront about it, and you're right, man. The reason that you look at those terms and conditions and they're like four book, you know, like 10 pages long and the print is so tiny, that is done on purpose. So you're not going to read everything on there. There's the reason they do that.
My Nana and Papa first moved out here and everything, and I was living with them. My Papa had this thing once he retired. He loved Lincolns. He loved Lincolns. I think it was Greg Elias here in town. He'd go there. And when we lived in Rome, Mr. Elias and his family lived a couple blocks away or something. Mm-hmm. So my Papa ended up getting a good relationship with him, and thought he was a decent guy and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm gonna purchase vehicles for him. I want a new Lincoln. I'm going to him, and they would make fun of him because my Papa would sit. They'd make the sale just fine. My Papa knew what he wanted to go in, pick it out, all that. But he would spend at least an hour reading the contract.
Yep.
He'd have a magnifying glass because he's an older guy, and just to look at everything.
That's great.
I'll never forget that, man. Yeah. And he would do this, and there was not a bit of shame on him.
No.
There was not a bit of like concern that I was using this person's time mm-hmm. or anything like that. Like, this is, I'll sign it after I read it.
Yeah, well, and the other cool thing is, and you can do this, everyone, you can change things on a contract.
Yes.
If you say like, oh, no, I don't like that, strike it out, put your initial by it. Now, the other party has to accept it, you know, and that's the big thing. But you can do that. You are allowed, if you're going to a contract with someone, you can change it. You can do that.
Whatever we're talking about, there chances are there's somewhere else you can get it.
Yep.
And if you don't like that contract, you don't like what's in the fine print there and everything, you know, move on. Mm-hmm. That's the way to make moral business. That's the closest you can get. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could ever moralize something in industry like a business in general, but mm-hmm. I the closest you're going to get is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the companies that I would say honester. Not that that's a word, but more honest at least
yep.
with their consumers. Those companies thrive. The companies mm-hmm. that don't, they don't last. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's just shooting yourself in the foot too.
Right.
I don't know. We got March Madness right around the corner, and if you're not a basketball fan, it might seem like a big waste of time, or you just enjoy filling out brackets. Maybe
sure.
that is it. A study found the average March Madness fan will dedicate a full day and a half of their life to it this year. 36 huh? total hours.
What?
I'm sorry, a full day and a half of their life to it this year. 36
yeah, right.
full
yep.
hours. Yeah,
yep.
yeah. That includes 3 hours of filling out brackets, 13 hours watching games, 5 hours okay. of highlights, 5 hours of discussing with friends and family, 5 hours of reading about it online, and 3 hours of placing bets.
I was afraid that they meant just filling out the bracket. I'm like, who's taking a day and a half to fill out their bracket? Oh, my gosh.
I'm really sure. What was Gonzaga's record again this year?
Well, you're going to fail. Whoever you are, it's not going to do you any good.
What? Let me look this up. It also found 26% of people who are obsessed with March Madness have skipped work to watch a game before, 76% have a favorite team they're pulling for, and 30% plan to pick them to win the whole thing, so pretty optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
The average fan won't lose hope until their team is down 19 points in the second half.
Well, that's very specific.
That's really specific. That's hilarious.
Down 19 points in the second half. Wow.
That's really, wow.
I like that, though. That, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of interesting. Wow. Yeah. I've mentioned this before. My oldest best friend in the world, Chris. Chris would go to school sick just to save his sick days so that when this time of year came around, he could stay home and watch basketball.
That's planning ahead, man. Wow.
He was master at it. He was a master at it. I don't know anybody that was better.
Here's my question, and I don't know if you're going to get to it here, but who's going to be more, which bracket's going to be more interesting this year, the women or the men?
Oh,
I'll bet you anything that the number of people doing a woman's bracket is going to skyrocket this
absolutely.
Year. Absolutely. Through the roof.
I've done one for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And this year in particular, it's going to be even more fun. Yeah. Let's take a call before we go to break here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
All right. You got to put this in your mind. I heard, I think it was last year on a stat that between the opening round of the men's basketball tournament and Masters, the amount of vasectomies go up.
That's right. That's true. Yep. I've heard this before. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of layers to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot. No pun intended. No pun intended.
You know, I mean, it's just like, I mean, I enjoy watching the college basketball and, you know, obviously the Masters, but I don't know if I even want to try to put a bracket together this year because it is going to be tough.
It's insanity.
I mean, I might have to put 3 days into trying to figure out what's going to win and things like that.
You know how every office or every, you know, workplace has that person that doesn't really pay attention. They just fill out the bracket to be, you know, for fun and everything.
Yeah.
That's all of us now. Now that's all of us.
We don't know what's happening, though.
Yeah. If you want to go with, like, I like the color red, so you're just going to go with red teams. You know what? I got nothing against that.
Hey, that's fine. You may be right. You may be right.
Yeah. That's the other thing about the March Madness brackets, too. Every year we get at the end of this whole thing, we find out about somebody who had a perfect bracket, and are they like a Jay Billis from, you know, ESPN or anything? No, they're always so
random grandmother, you know,
Shack, New Jersey, who just happened to, you know, get it right. I mean, it's such a crapshoot. Do you watch any of the women's side of the game?
I haven't, but it's probably more interesting this year, especially kind of the way that, you know, obviously with Caitlin Clark and but I don't know, watching the highlights from that LSU South Carolina game, you know, that
or lowlights, as it were.
Yeah. You know, I say one of the things I appreciate about the women's game is the kind of throwback of the game, so much of it, elements of it, but also that I know these players.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen Angel Reese, I've seen Caitlin Clark. They've been here for years. I've gotten to know them and everything. That we've lost that in college sports in a lot of ways, especially in men's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that I think you get that back, if you pay attention to like D1 and D2, or you know, the lower, like Drake, they had the Drake game in Indiana State on Saturday or Sunday or something like that. It was one of the best basketball games I've seen in a while. It was really good for a while there, at least. The first half, I should say.
Yeah.
But these players, these guys are there 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're there a little bit longer.
They're not the one-and-done teams that so many of the D1 schools are right now.
I don't know what a perfect way to do it is, but basketball is in a tough situation where they got to figure out, do you care about the game?
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids coming out early, half of them can't dribble. Look at Jaylen Brown, can't go to his dang left. You know, that's not an NBA player. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. Did you hear the breaking news that Aaron Jones has signed a 1-year deal with Minnesota? Did I not say this was going to happen yesterday? I said that he's probably going to sign with an NFC North team. Like, that's what these running backs do. They're not just running backs, players. They stay in the division. Saquon Barkley going to Philly.
Going to Philly.
Like, that kind of stuff. I don't know what that's going to mean for Minnesota or Green Bay or anything like that. I just found it interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
But if you look at the running backs who signed yesterday, you know they signed these, like, you know, like was Jacob, the one that we signed, it's a 4-year deal, but the only guaranteed money is $12
million.
Oh, so basically, he's on a 1-year contract.
Yep.
I looked at the DeAndre Swift deal for the Bears, and at first I was like, I don't know about this. I looked at the money. I'm like, I'm very good with this. We got him cheap.
Yeah.
We got him cheap. Like, the way it is, mamas, don't let your boys grow up to be running backs. There's just no love, no respect for one of the greatest positions in sports. And no team can win without a decent running back. Two decent running backs.
But, teach them how to be left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's
be
all
a left-handed
need.
Pitcher. Right. That's all you need.
Always good to talk to you, man. Have a great morning.
All right, you guys. You guys have a great day.
You too.
And thanks, everybody, for an abbreviated Playmakers. Appreciate you. Thank you very
impromptu,
much.
Impromptu.
Coming up in the kickoff, the 9 o'clock hour, Larry Knutson from Historic Point Boss. We're going to talk about the Sugar Bush event coming up. And Kate Middleton, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate, coming up at 9:50. Right in the 9 o'clock hour here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.